To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Man, that game last night sucked. And just in general, there have been too many clunkers recently. Donovan continues to espouse the same things that we got to do better. We got to play harder. We got to do this, that, and the other. And it continues to not happen. To talk about the state of the Cavaliers, to talk about, honestly, Donovan and how darn good he's actually been this year. And his most recent story here on Donovan, assessing where the team is at. Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com, joining us on the fan hotline. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
I'm doing all right here, you know, kind of doing the thing. I'd say we're kind of torn with the Cavs because on one level, Donovan's never been better. And on another level, this is as bad as we've seen the Cavs with him.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I think there's a lot of confusion when it comes to this team. And I think coming into the year, guys, we understood that it was going to be difficult to truly assess them because of all of the circumstances surrounding the beginning of this season. Even Kenny Atkinson, going all the way back to training camp, was bracing everybody for this is a different season. This is a different team. There are going to be struggles. There are going to be growing pains. But at the same time, even though we understood that those things were going to be happening, even though we understood that this was going to be a different team, it doesn't mean that you ignore everything that you see just because it's November, or just because it's early December, or just because we're only a quarter of the way through the season. That's not how you approach the regular season. When things are happening, when you see alarming things, when you see concerning things, it's fine to point those out. It's fine to have a conversation about them. And I think everybody's kind of struggling with, okay, what's real with this basketball team? What's going to continue with this basketball team? What can we just write off as early season growing pains? It's all that kind of stuff. And I think even Kenny Atkinson, to some degree, guys, is trying to figure things out here.
So what is real to you?
I think when you see a team that was eliminated, some version of a team that was eliminated in the second round of the playoffs, and then you see a lot of those same flaws being exposed, and you also see a style of opponent that continues to be problematic, I don't think you just start to ignore that. I don't think you just sit here and say, well, wait until Max Strus gets back, or wait until they're fully healthy. I think on most nights, teams look bigger than them. Teams look more athletic than them. Teams look hungrier than them. And teams look tougher than them. And that has been something that we have seen even when the team is at full strength. That has been something that we have seen with last year's team, which is a different version, with different personnel, with a different style and stuff like that. So I think you honestly have to ask yourself, okay, when they continue to struggle with length and athleticism, when they continue to struggle with toughness, when they continue to struggle with the new style of play that what we're seeing in the NBA, it's faster, it's more spread out. You start to ask yourself, do they have the kind of personnel that is going to allow them to compete at the highest level under these circumstances in this particular era. And there are certain kinds of teams that are bothersome to them. And I think that's the thing that we look at. I think that's the thing that becomes troublesome, is that stylistically, in today's game, with how teams are wanting to play, other teams can do that better than the Cavs.
So what I struggle with is the offense night and day. I mean, last year was such a highlight for what you did. This year, it's just been bad. I know Darius has been hurt, but they've got guys that can create shots for others. Obviously, Donovan can do that. Donovan has acted as a point guard when Darius has been out previously. Lonzo Ball is an incredible playmaker. Craig Porter Jr. can do that. So it's not like this is just because Darius has not been 100% healthy and missed X amount of games to start the season, right?
I would agree with that. And I think if you want to understand where the Cavs are at, and if you try and take a barometer of how this team is performing on the offensive end of the floor, there is one person that dictates that more than anybody else. And it's not Donovan. And it's not Darius. And that doesn't minimize their importance. And it doesn't change how good they can be for this team. But Evan Mobley is the one who controls everything inside this organization. Evan Mobley is the one who determines whether or not this team can win a championship. Evan Mobley determines how good the Cavs are playing on the offensive end of the floor. Obviously, defensively, he is who he is. He's the defensive player of the year. He can anchor the paint. He can play out on the perimeter. He can guard inside, outside. All that kind of stuff goes without saying, and that's always going to be there with Evan. But this season, in so many ways, was about Evan Mobley. The things that they changed within the offense, that was about Evan Mobley. The things that they wanted to become, that was about Evan Mobley. And he just hasn't taken that step. It's not a surprise to me that the best season that they have had over the last 5 years was when Evan Mobley became second-team All-NBA, first-time All-Star. And again, Donovan's important, and Darius is important, and they need both those guys to create shots, and they need both those guys to get into the paint to break the defense down and cause the defense to go into rotation and make the defense make a decision. But this is about Evan Mobley. Evan Mobley needs to be great for this team to be great. Evan Mobley needs to take the next step as an offensive player for them to be the team that they want to be and be the team that they believe that they can be. And it just hasn't happened.
Well, it sounds like they're doing everything they can to nurture that. So what exactly is he missing? Is it time? Is that all this is? Because we're running out of it for this year.
I think it's possible that it's time. You know, I've talked about this a few different times, guys, on my podcast. I've talked about this with national members of the media when they had me on their podcast. And I think you just have to ask yourself, you know, is Evan's game ready? Is his mentality ready to be who the Cavs need him to be? And I wrote about this about a week and a half ago. Is Evan Mobley ready to be the star that the Cavs need him to be on the offensive end of the floor? Again, I'm not talking about defensive. I'm talking about offensively to take that next step as a team. Offensively, to share the offense with Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland, to be a focal point, to be something more than what he has been throughout the course of his career. And I don't know that we know the answer to that. I don't know if we know if Evan Mobley is ready for that. But I will say that I think there are bad signs to that, because offensively, he's just kind of the same player that he has been, but a lesser version of that player. He's taking more threes. He's shooting it with more confidence, but he's having a hard time attacking mismatches in the post. He's having a hard time beating guys consistently off the dribble in what should be advantageous matchups for him. He's having a hard time becoming the inside-outside threat that the Cavs are hoping that he is. He's having a hard time figuring out, okay, they want me to be aggressive. They want me to have this kind of attack mentality. But what does that mean for me? And am I ready for that? His shot profile is very, very different. There's too many mid-range shots and not enough around the rim. How he operates out of the pick and roll is something that remains a work in progress. Him as a ball handler, something that remains a work in progress. And I think the truth is that, you know, there are just certain guys that are more comfortable being the third option in the offense. There are just certain guys that are more comfortable. I used this analogy in my piece about a week and a half ago. Some guys are made to be Batman. Some guys are made to be Robin. And some guys are made to be Alfred. And I think you have to wonder, even though the Cavs want him to be something else, even though the Cavs need him to be something else, does he have the game? Does he have the temperament? Does he have the mentality to be that? Or is he just somebody who's always going to be best and most comfortable when all eyes aren't on him? All eyes of the defense aren't on him. Where so much of the responsibility of the team on offense isn't on him as well. And I think it's fair to wonder if it's ever going to come, if now is going to be the time, if it's going to get better when Darius Garland comes back, if it's going to get better when Max Strus and Sam Merrill come back, because they take so much of the defensive attention, because they create so much natural movement within the offense. But there is nobody inside this organization that would say that Evan Mobley is having the kind of season that they wanted him to have, that they needed him to.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chris, is there any fix, anything short-term you think they can do to get this right, or at least get it more right?
Yeah, I think so. I think to get it more right on the offensive end of the floor requires like using Evan a little bit differently within the offense, making it so that he's a little bit closer to the paint, making it so that he's a little bit closer to the rim, making it so that he doesn't have to create as much of the offense on his own. I think that certainly can help. I think the other thing is they can play with a different level of tenacity. They can play with a different commitment. They can play with a different level of focus. And some of those other things are going to take care of themselves. Like, we have spent a lot of this conversation talking about Evan, talking about the offensive struggles. But 7 times in the first 23 games for a team that considers itself a defense-first team, they have had a defensive rating of 120 or worse. It's just not good enough. It happened 19 times last year, all season, out of 82. It's already happened 7 times out of 23. So they're just – I think there has to be a level of understanding that the personnel for this team is different. There's no doubt about it. They lost some pieces of who they were last year, but they have to take what is happening a little bit more seriously if they're actually going to fix it. And it's strange because I think coming off of the playoff loss against Indiana, guys, there were some really, really good things that we were hearing from the organization and really good things that we were hearing from the players as well. like there was a level of understanding that forget the injuries and forget the circumstances, we just weren't good enough against Indiana. They showed some things about us that were problematic, and they exploited some of those things. And you had a lot of guys saying the right things, and it felt like an organization that took like a long look in the mirror and had a harsh evaluation, the kind of harsh evaluation that you wanted them to have. But it just doesn't look like that this year. So I think there has to be a little bit more focus. I think there has to be a little bit more commitment to doing the right things. I think there has to be a little bit more care taken toward what the regular season is supposed to be. And it's not only about results, right? It's not only about their record. It's about building championship habits. It's about doing things the right way so that when the playoffs roll around, those things are second nature to you. And Oklahoma City, they were able to look at the regular season last year and they were able to take it seriously and they were able to do things the right way. And they built those habits that they were able to lean on when they get into the playoffs. You just don't see the Cavs doing those same kinds of things. And again, it is early and they are missing pieces, but I do think that there are troubling things that we're seeing with this basketball team that they need to look in the mirror and say that it's not only about the guys missing. It's not only about some of the circumstances surrounding us. We've got to fix these things internally. And if we don't, then we're not going to be the team that we want to be ultimately.
Chris, we got a boogie, buddy, but you're the best. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Chris.
You got it, guys. Anytime.
Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com on the Fan Hotline. We'll have a quick reaction to what he had to say and another look at the Kevin Stefanski buzz from Jeremy Fowler in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.